We got 5 kids, and that seems like a lot. And frankly, it's too many. It is a lot, but what am I going to do now? It's not like they come with free return shipping. I love having 5 kids. I travel with them because I don't want to be away from them. And also, I enjoy the look on waitstaff's faces when I walk in with my family. Because my kids are 5, 6, 8, 11, and 13. And we walked into a restaurant in Dallas, and I saw a waitress look at me and my family and quit her job. I mean, she could have been getting off her shift. I just saw her look at us and throw down her apron and storm off. And I felt like we won. But I like being a dad, you know. I try and do one-on-one time with each of my kids, but it's hard because I travel and there's a lot of them. So sometimes that special daddy and me time is just doing something mundane, like going with me to the post office. It's like, that's right, buddy, just you and me going to find out why we got this damn slip on our door. Stick that in the memory bank. My dad always making time for me. Squeezing me into errands. I remember walking to the post office and listening to him bitch and moan about the federal government. What a guy. Try to be a good dad. I got my kids a dog. I rescued a dog. Thank you. Thank you. It's not like the dog was drowning. The dog wasn't a victim of sex trafficking. I just went in a building, gave a guy money, and got a dog. That's how I rescued it. After that, I rescued a pizza. I had to wait to rescue the dog because the dog was in Jamaica. I don't know if it was on vacation. But I rescued a dog from paradise so it could live in my crowded New York City apartment. Sometimes I put the leash on the dog and it looks at me like, I used to run on the beach. And now I sleep in a cage. My only hope is that one day you'll get rescued. But rescue is the language of today, right? We mean adoption. Now, people don't even say they own dogs. Now people say they're a dog parent. But I feel like dogs are different from kids. Like, you never hear a parent say, you know, my son had some behavior problems, so we gave him to a friend who had a farm upstate. That way he can run around and we'll visit him on weekends. Jim, you're a monster. I'm no saint, but nobody is. Nobody even goes for saint today, right? There's no saints. Nobody's like, you know what, I'm thinking of, I'm either going to go graphic design or saint. Nobody goes for it, because, well, there are Latter-day Saints. There's Mormons. I love the Mormons. I don't know what Latter-day means. Maybe that means they're like deviant till 3 p.m. Like, well, kids are coming home. Let's get out of these S&M outfits, honey. Back in khakis. I'm talking about the traditional Catholic sense of a saint. Nobody goes for saint anymore because it's too hard. To be considered a Catholic saint, you have to perform 2 miracles. I don't know why it's 2. It's not like half of us would be like, you know, if it was 1, I'd go for it. Yeah, because I could do that thing with my elbow. It's not like 1 miracle's not impressive. You're never in a job interview unless you hear special skills, walk on water, Microsoft Word. Tell me about the Microsoft Word. Actually, where I live in New York City is where the soon-to-be first African-American saint is buried. His name was Pierre Toussaint, and he was a hairdresser. I didn't even know you could be a hairdresser in a saint. But he apparently got done cutting people's hair, and they were like, this is a miracle. And he was a great man, and he'll be a saint. He'll probably be the patron saint of hairdressers, you know? Because saints, they're in charge of things. Like, you're in charge of hairdressers, you're in charge of lost objects. St. Patrick, you're in charge of Ireland. St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. Right? But we don't know. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing?
What's wrong? Shout it out. What are they doing? What won't he do? He won't do homework? That's easy. He ain't doing homework. Taking one of those vacant buildings. This is where you're going to live. You can't read or write. That's where you live. I'll see you tomorrow. Will you hang in there? You can't go on nowhere. You can't read the street sign. Mom! Tough love. Sometimes you gotta do tough love. We forgot. Tough love don't mean beating a child. I ain't talking about beating. Every time you talk about whooping a child, there's nothing wrong. It's wrong to whoop a child. Look, you ain't never been whooped. The whooping is psychological. Whooping don't even hurt that much. It's my father. Oh, boy. He's doing all that noise. Oh, I'm like, okay. That's why I can tell a young man doesn't have a father. You ain't never feared nobody. See, when you don't ever fear a man, you can tell a dude, every night, you disrespect me. Oh, I've been disrespected most of my life. I had a father. He had no respect. Get up. I ain't dressed yet. Get. You tired?
No, sir.
You act like you're tired. No, I'm just having some issues. See, as a man, if you ain't never backed down away from a man, you don't know what it's like to back off a man. You got to know when to back up. That's why these kids getting shot. You got to know when someone's more dangerous than you. And that's what fathers teach you. Oh, are you standing up to me? No, sometimes I stand up because my back. You can't fight everybody. There are certain people, and we all know, every man here knows, there's always one dude, was that cat the most dangerous? There is a most dangerous man, woman in every neighborhood that everybody goes like this. Man, he stole my bike. Just let that. You see, when a dangerous dude steal your bike, he ride by you. Get on, you want to ride? It's my bike. What? It's my bike. This is your bike? Wait, hold on, let me look at it. Oh, no, my handlebar is different. You actually know when to back up off people, man. See, every crazy people don't say they're crazy before they hurt you. People say, man, I'm crazy, man, I'll kill you. I'm crazy. Crazy people stand there. And when you have money, you go to a different kind of drug treatment center. When you have money, you go camping, and you hike, and you swim it out. You swim the crack out. You swim it out. You sit in circles. What'd you do today? We went on the mountain. I don't need drugs. I went on the mountain and I saw birds. That's enough for me. You ever been to inner city drug rehab? What you got to say, John? I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't supposed to be in the first place. This is court ordered. You know what? Before reality shows, crazy folks your family used to hide. Remember? Since reality show, you need to put me on.
Someone else to talk to, and then you create the worst roommates on the planet. Horrible people to live with. Horrible. If you don't have kids, imagine having a roommate that comes into your room, takes something you love, smashes it in front of you, and then walks out of the room. Then comes back, pees on it, and laughs in your face. They're animals. You ever open up a pack of M&Ms around little kids? They come at you like goats in a petting zoo. No hands, just heads. Ah, ah. And that's what brings you back together. You're like, I hate them. I hate them too. I love you. I love you too. The worst part is that they don't really like you that much. Kids don't. I like my kids. I like them a lot. They don't like me. They don't. If you like someone, would you walk up to them when they're reading the paper and just tear it out of their hands? No, you wouldn't do that. Would you cock block them every night of the week? Not to someone you liked. They just look at me as a source for food, and they'll lie right to my face, right to my face. They will. They don't care. They don't care. This is the thing. You love kids in an uncontrollable way. Like, if you love another person, you're in love with your guy or your girl, you can control. You can put the brakes on. I'm going to love her this much. I don't want to expose myself. I'm going to keep it back. Kids, there's a cascading love. It's helpless. You will kill for them, and you're in free fall. And they look at you like, nah, I could do better. If I get some of those keys that he's got, I'm out of here. My little one came up to me last week. I want some Teddy Grahams. Give me some Teddy Grahams. No, you just had Teddy Grahams. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I gave them to you. Now, why you gotta go make me upset? Just get me some Teddy Grahams. What are you, a little white pimp? Who's in my kitchen? Just give me some mother-loving Teddy Grahams. What are you jibber-jabber? I would just give me them. If my arms were long, I would get the Teddy Grahams myself. Why you gotta be, who are you in my house? But I found something out. If you ever end up with kids and you want a little advantage over them, raise them here in New York, because the weather is so bad, it creates gloomy children. It's perfect. We were in L.A. and the sunshine, the kids were so filled with joy and hope and energy and every day. Can we go to the park? Can we throw a ball? Can we go in the pool? Can we? Annoying. Here, they just sit in the apartment and stare out at the rain for hours. And they just watch the water falling, and they get all sad and pensive and contemplate what went wrong in their first 7 years on the planet. And they realize, I can't help, and I'm just reading a book, and I'm happy.
So much. That's when a relationship is really, really challenged, because you're supposed to stick together as a team raising a child. They tell you that. You got to stick together. But it's hard sometimes when you walk into a situation. You know, picture yourself walking in, and my little one was on the floor. She's screaming. My wife's broken. She broke my wife. Broke her right in half. Snapped. My wife snapped. She starts counting, thinking this will make it better. It just adds the chaos. So I walk in, and she's like, get up! This is what I walk into. I come out of the car happy, like, hey, I'm home. Isn't this great? Hang out with the kids. Boom, there it is. Get up off the floor! You're acting completely out of control right now, and I don't know where you got this from! You don't get it from anyone in this house, I'll tell you that right now. I'm gonna start counting to five. And when I get to five, I swear to you, if you're not up off the floor and in your bedroom getting ready with your pajamas on, I'm putting you up for adoption. Do you understand me? One, I've just started counting, you're not even moving because you don't listen. Nobody listens in this house. You want a phone? You're never gonna get a phone because I've asked you 10 times to clean the kitty litter. Nobody does their chores, and nobody don't ask for anything from now. Two, you haven't moved since I started counting, because you don't believe me. You think you haven't? Do you act this way in school? I'm going to start videotaping you, and I'm going to send it to your teacher. This is your student. I don't know what she's like in the classroom, but at home, she's completely out of control, and maybe you can do something about this. I'm filing the papers as we speak. There is still kitty dung in the kitty litter. I can smell it. Do your chores or you never get... Whose shoes are these? I'm throwing them out. Floor. Get up off the floor right now. And then she sees you. And then you, as a father, ask a question that you think is just a common sense question for this situation. What's going on? And apparently, that's like bringing up a lion feeding. I had no clue that now it's on me. What's going on? Did you just ask me? You just asked me what's going on. Don't you dare come in our house We built this house together. Me and you were together long before any of you children ever existed. Kitty litter, I'm not gonna say it again. Don't you dare come in this house insinuating a situation at hand. You think I'm the bad guy? You didn't see what has led up to the situation that is driving me mad. You know I'm not normally like this. These things drive me to this. Don't you ever come in here and ask me what's going on. You want to know what's going on? You want to really know what's going on? Ask your daughter what's going on. Tell your father why you're completely out of control right now! Forever!
For them? Yeah. The mom we never get to see you. Oh, shut up. I'm off to be a star. But on one of the trips I took a few months ago, my seven-year-old son, just before I left, my seven-year-old son has got beautiful thick hair, like Aussie surfer boy's sun-kissed hair, and had all of his teeth. And then I left, and when I returned, 2 weeks later, my husband had shaved his head and he'd lost his two front teeth. I just said to my husband, hey, doing a great job, but is it okay if when I'm away, you don't feed our kids meth? Is that okay? Just a suggestion. It's a really confronting image when you get off a plane and your seven-year-old's like, oh, hi, Mum. Did you get me any stuff? No, darling, I didn't. Don't pick at the sores, sweetheart. They'll blister. But I have been travelling a lot and been really busy. And I think the main reason I have been so busy is maybe because I got famous! True, everything in that package. I actually had a massive falling out with one of my friends and her husband, and I'm down to four friends in real life. Yeah, so sucker fart friendship. Sucker fart. Sucker fart. You think that's funny? Strap yourself in, mate. Now, I haven't always posted inappropriate, unflattering, half-naked photos of myself. I used to have a really boring Instagram account like all of you, but I'm... Well, okay. Come on. Show of hands, who took a photo of their dinner tonight and posted it online? Hey, girls. Thank you so much. We all really appreciate it. It was amazing. But when I started doing Celeste Challenge accepted photos, the account took off really quickly. It was kind of really full on. And I remember I got something like 10,000 followers, something crazy. It was around this photo. So that's Britney. And that there is me having a go, okay? I don't have any upper body strength, none. Whatsoever. Seriously, these bad boys, they are just for show, really. What a show they are. Don't do that.
fancy pet, just so we understand. What? You're not a parent, you're a hobbyist. It's nice to have a hobby. I have hobbies, everybody has a hobby. Come on, you can handle one kid with a chair and a roll of duct tape. I've seen it happen. Then you have two, right? You think that's a family? Get out of here. Second one comes, I got this one, you got that one. He's going into DVDs. Watch him. Yes, DVD set. I got her. Thank you. Watch him. And you have three. I got this one. You got that one. And a free agent. Someone's approaching the edge of the radar screen. My son is the fourth. He cannot use his thumbs. He has no verbal skills. He is monkey boy. Just, he follows a trail of cookies from place to place. Monkey boy, cookies! More cookies, monkey boy! I don't have the time. He's going to have to get with the program. This first child, so romantic, huh? Your first baby's coming. You're having my baby. Every sunset's gorgeous. Flowers bloom wherever you walk. Boink, boink, boink. And the guy's being all supportive. Honey, I love you so much. Love you, love, 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 love. I want to welcome this new miracle into our lives. I childproofed every cabinet in the house. I boiled the sofa for a half an hour. Nothing unclean will touch our precious miracle's little mouth. Boink, boink, boink. When you have four kids, let me tell you, fourth kid sterilization, you find a pacifier under that car seat after 6 months, blow on it. I got it, buddy, found it. It's right here. Did we dry food on the thing? It's jelly, jelly binky, buddy, bonus jelly. It's jelly, come on. Keep working, it'll soften up. Hey, the dirt will make him stronger. Because I'll tell you what, I had three girls and then a boy. Yeah, three girls, then a boy. But I'll tell you what, I'm raising him as a girl because I'm not buying him all new stuff. No. You'll put on the pink jumper, you'll like it, buddy. Pink's a macho color, put it on. That is not a skirt, it's a kilt. Put on your kilt. Maxi pads, I told you, those are knee pads. You stick them back on and get back on the soccer field. I don't care what people say. It's good sports equipment. Adidas, Reebok, Kotex, stick them on. I bought a box of 7,500 of those things at Costco. I'm not wasting one, champ. We don't waste in this house. I'll use them as sticky cocktail napkins. Don't try me.